6:06 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by our good friend, and I characterize her as the only sane member of the nine-member Metro Nashville Public School Board, Fran Bush. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, and good morning to everyone. Happy to be back.
You smile every time I say that. Well, you're up for re-election.
Yes.
To another, what, four-year term?
Yes.
And you're in District 6?
Yes.
Fran Bush running as an independent.
Yes.
Very good. Now, Fran, tell our listeners where District 6 is.
So District 6 runs from, of course, we redistrict all the lines, so it's almost like we are so confused with our voters, right? So I'm mostly in that Antioch, Priest Lake, and now a little bit of Donaldson.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost a lot of Cane Ridge, so I'm over by the I-24, going back over to Antioch, Middle Antioch,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, Priest Lake, and then kind of run into Donaldson. So,
mm-hmm. And you've been out campaigning?
Been out campaigning and doing a lot of little ads and marketing and all that great stuff, so it's been fun.
When you go out and campaign and you talk to people and you say, I've been on the board now for 4 years, you don't say, I'm the only sane member of the board. If I were there, I would say that for you.
I know you would.
But what are people telling you?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because what I'm seeing talking to people is that sometimes they don't really follow and pay attention to the school board because mm-hmm. they either don't have children in the school system or, you know, they just have just zoned out for a mm-hmm. little bit. And so you have to kind of recap with them and say, okay, look at my record, or I advise you, look at everyone's record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you just don't, this is so critical for our school board. So you really, really want to make sure and stay very mindful when you vote because it can make a huge difference, especially what we're dealing with right now. So my spin, and you know, is to stay focused on my record. My record is my record, right? Very transparent, very experienced, common sense, and just making sure I stay focused on what's right for our kids and our teachers and support staff and then bus drivers. So we just got them raises, so we're excited about that. My voting record is impeccable because everything changes for the good.
Now, what's the attitude of voters about the school board when you interact with them?
You know, it's like you have to educate them, or they will ask you questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just got to be prepared and, you know, be able to, you know, show them.
Are they angry? Are they?
No, they're not angry.
Disengaged?
A little bit.
Mostly, it sounds like that. Mostly
just
disengaged.
Just a little bit. And you just have to just kind of bring them back. And once you have that conversation with them, they walk away and say, thank you, because I just didn't know.
So you go to these forums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw something about a forum where there's a little bit of a dust up the other day.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Did the left wing try to disrupt it, or what happened?
Well, you know, when you have forums, you have to let people be people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because people will have different reasons of why they are so compassionate. So, you know, we had a forum, and unfortunately,
where was this forum?
This was over at the Hermitage Police Precinct.
Mm-hmm. The police precinct.
The police precinct.
So. Well, that sounds like it would be safe, right?
You would think.
Yeah, you would think.
So it was myself, Berthina Nabi McKinney, who is running against Kelly, and then Cheryl Mice. So we have four
District
and six.
Four.
And six, yeah.
Okay, and do you have an opponent in District 6?
Yeah, Cheryl Mice.
Cheryl Mice,
yes.
Okay. That was the setting. What happened? Because I heard some of your opponents' supporters got a little rowdy.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I had one gentleman who was up front who was for, I'm assuming, so Kelly sat next to me, and Cheryl sat next to Berthina. And so it was really weird because it's almost like the audience was set up in a way that it was going to be striking, right? We didn't know that. We just kind of start seeing the audience reactions. And Berthina kind of got a little aggressive with an audience member where she attacked him because he shook his head because he didn't agree with her. And he hollered back at her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going to get into an argument with a member of this form. And so I was really shocked. And she left the form because she got so upset. And I had one gentleman who was up front who was for her, who was kind of mean mugging me. And I was like,
mean mugging you?
Mean mugging me to a point.
What's mean mugging? Just like giving you bad faces or whatever?
His eyes were on me. They were fixated. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? So I kind of leaned over to Kelly and I said, hey, this gentleman right here is making me feel uncomfortable. And she said, never mind him. He was at the last form and he did the same thing. And I said, okay. You know, so I'm assuming.
Don't be mean mugging Fran Bush, folks, when you're out there.
I'm telling you, I'm like.
Mean mugging. That's a good phrase. All right, we'll have more with Fran Bush when we come. We're not mean mugging you here.
Well,
we're
no,
smiling.
Of course.
We're smiling. This is the Tennessee Star Report. She's Fran Bush, running for re-election on the school board in District 6. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. Six 18 a.m. Joined in studio by our very good friend, incumbent school board member, Metro Nashville Public Schools in District 6, Fran Bush, up for re-election.
Yes.
Early voting going on.
Yes, up until Saturday.
And we think Fran Bush is great.
Thank you.
So, Fran, election day is a week from Thursday.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you're out campaigning.
Yes.
But in addition to that, you had a school board meeting last night.
Yep, yesterday afternoon.
How long do these meetings last?
Well, this was a
school board meeting.
Well, this was a special call meeting to discuss charter school application Tennessee Nature's Academy. There to talk about why this application was so questionable, the reason why they felt they were denied, and they came back and rebutted on why they should be approved.
So were they? Was this the second time or
second time coming before the board?
So tell us. It seems like the Metro Nashville Public School Board is in the business of saying no to every charter school, or the administration there. But charter schools have a role to play. And tell us about this particular one, Tennessee Nature Academy.
Well, this particular one is really innovative. I mean, they incorporate, of course, the academics, and they also have more of nature, a farming, just outdoor, environmental, and this sparks children's interest. You know, like when we were kids, we were outside most of the day, right? Mm-hmm. And then we incorporated going to school. But it just was this particular model is just so unique, and the children and parents that are so excited and still is excited because they're going to get approved by the state. But it's just one of those programs that these children that I met, they're very. It's just very kind-hearted people, young people, that just want an opportunity to learn about, outside and all that great stuff and comes with it, animals and all that great stuff. And it just really gives these children and their brains a spark, right, of education because it's something they love.
So Tennessee Nature Academy is not operational yet, is that correct?
Not yet. They're going to go through
it. It's an idea. Jay Renfro put this together.
He did.
Right.
He was one of our Metro Nashville Public School teachers.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. And now he is running, he ran the summer program and then hopes of getting this charter up and going, for the next school year.
So what were the objections? So the way the charter process works, a charter school is publicly funded but operated independent of the metro of the local school system, correct?
Correct, and still up under the umbrella if they approve up under MNPS.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have two times to come before. Well, the first time is the initial application process, and then of course, if they are denied, they have 30 days to appeal that. And in this instance, this was his second time to appeal the decision.
And so there was a 5-4 vote to deny. You are one of the four who said they should have it.
Yes, right? Absolutely. Looking at his model and looking at the discrepancies that happened during his application process was very questionable by the charter office. And
are you saying the fix was in against Tennessee Nature Academy?
I do believe, because I did make it publicly. I said to the charter office representative that I don't trust them.
Now, Metro National Public School Board has a separate group of people called the charter office.
A charter office. And when I say them, I don't trust the process, and I want to make that correction. They have a panel of experts, is what they say, that's on the panel that go through the application process and be able to depict anything that is not correct or and make those recommendations and send it back to that particular charter.
Has Metro National Public Schools, they've approved some charter schools in the past, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have several charter schools in the district that are operating under MNPS. Mm-hmm. I just think lately here it's gotten so political because of the fact that public funding goes first to charter schools. And, of course, you heard of what happened with the sports. We no longer allow them to play with our traditional kids in sports, and so they were basically dismantled at the last minute. And the answer was, well, they get $255 million, so they should be able to fund their own program. So what does that sound like?
Yeah. Is that how much money goes to the charter schools in Metro Nashville?
Or more, depending on how many charters we have that are under MNPS.
Interesting. Okay. Now, the Tennessee Nature Academy, this sounds like a pretty interesting idea. It would be free.
Yes.
The process is every local school board, the county school board, first gets to approve or deny these applications, right?
Right.
And it seems to me, but then there's a new process, right, where they can, if they're denied at Metro Nashville Public School or any county level school board, they can appeal to the Tennessee Public School Charter Commission.
They can appeal to the Charter Commission, yes.
Which then can overrule that.
Absolutely.
How many times in the past couple years has the Charter Commission overruled school board denials?
Well, for us, 95% of the time.
Mostly they overrule
your
denials. Most of
the time they overrule our decision, because based on our decision does not line up with the charter rules and their the charter, right?
So it takes a long time to go through this process.
It is a
it?
Process, and charters want to at least try to have that relationship, as he spoke about, with Metro Nashville Public Schools, and so that's the first step. So, and then after that, you know, they say, okay, we tried it this way, and we have to go a different way.
Now, these folks at Tennessee Nature Academy, former school teacher Jay Renfro is putting this together.
Yes.
Denied by Metro Nashville Public Schools. You voted in favor of it.
I did.
5-4 vote. Now it goes before the Tennessee Public School Charter Commission. They will probably approve it.
They will. They will. Because based on what Rachel Elrod said, as far as our board policies and all that, that was not true.
She's a member of the board.
Woman.
Currently, yes. Yeah. She's running for re-election.
Running for re-election. Okay. And so it's Fran Bush. Our friend, she's great, folks. She's running for re-election to District 6 as an independent. And as we've said, the only sane member of the Metro Nashville Public School Board. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be a
it's
part of
it. It's always fun
audience.
To have you.
Yes, it is.
Fran Bush. All right. When we come back, Aaron Gulbranson joins us here with all the latest political stuff here in Middle Tennessee. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.